Blog Talk Radio. Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a beautiful song. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Amen. Is it anybody out there feel like worshiping God just because of who he is? Not because of what he can provide, not because of what he can do, but just because of who he is. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I don't know about you, but this is the day that the Lord has made. Sometimes we just quote these scriptures as cliche, and sometimes we quote them haphazardly just to have something to say. Amen. But when God has done something for you, amen, when you know him and you worship and praise him just because of who he is, amen, you can conquer your fears. Amen. It's no task that is difficult. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. All we have to do is trust him. All we have to do is commit our way to him. All we have to do is delight in his word. Amen. All we have to do is just praise him. God is a great God, and he's greatly, hallelujah, to be praised. See, we all have to have a testimony for ourselves. I can't live on yours. I can't thrive on yours. I can't expect your testimony to take me through my tests, to take me through my trials. I can't expect that from you. But I have to develop a personal relationship with God for myself. And that's what he desires of each and every one of his children. He wants us to call on him. Amen. He don't want us to look to our family and look to our friends. He wants to be our only helper. He wants to be our only source. Ah, truly, he is the source of my strength. And I praise him and I magnify him and I give him glory on today. We'd like to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering. We are empowering souls for destiny. If you don't want to be empowered to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus, then guess what? You need to hang up the telephone now, because that's our objective here. That's the mandate that's on our lives today, is to empower souls for destiny. Amen. And that destiny is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank each and every one of you all for tuning in as we are going to conclude this series on the Acts of the Apostles. We have been having a glorious time, and I know you all can concur with me, all of our listeners that are in the chat room, that listen live on the internet, and even our beautiful, wonderful, faithful callers that call in every day. Amen. And hear a word from the Lord. We thank each and every one of you all. You've been so supportive. You've been so attentive. Amen. And we're going to continue to allow the women and men of God to come and minister the word of God to us as they are being helped and as they are being encouraged by God. Amen. We're excited again today because we're on chapter 24. We're closing on out. We only have about 4 more chapters. You know, there's 28 chapters in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. I feel it. See that? Glory to God. God is so great. Amen. This thing is in my belly. Amen. You have to, glory to God. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, this is personal. Amen. This is personal. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for the man of God that's going to minister the word of God to us on today. Amen. I met him through another dear friend of mine, Apostle Anthony Hill of Let the Prophet and the Prophetess Speak. You know, I am in awe, Elder Long, how God is connecting me with so many pastors and leaders out of the area that I was born and raised in. And that's New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, folks always won't talk about voodoo, the voodoo dolls and the witches and the warlocks. Well, they're everywhere. They're just not in New Orleans. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm so glad that God has men and women that's standing on the wall. Amen. And they're praying for those in New Orleans. They're praying, hallelujah, against these spirits. We're going to reclaim some souls this year. I'm coming to New Orleans. I don't know about who's there now. And it really don't matter to me. But I know what my assignment is. Hey, glory to God. Reclaiming souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. And once you declare in your mind and you set your heart and you set your eyes, hallelujah, upon doing what God have required of you, amen, guess what? That's when he begin to expand. That's when he begin to enlarge your territory. He's not enlarging your territory for you to boast on what you've done and what you've accomplished. This is about souls. So if you're not ready to win souls, if you're not ready to tell somebody that Jesus saved to the utmost, hallelujah, then this is not for you. You stay on out there and continue the boogie-woogie and do whatever else you need to do. But if you are trying to, if you're trying to make heaven your home, then guess what? You got to be ready to bring somebody else with you. Hiya, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Bless him. I give him glory today, y'all. Hey, he's been mighty, mighty good to me. I just want to take a moment before I introduce our speaker, amen, to tell you that I appreciate all of the pastors and the bishops and the evangelists and the ministers and the sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that came to celebrate with me on Saturday as I'm getting ready to move back home. You all were so wonderful. I tell you, you made my heart glad, and I know one thing, that my living is not in vain. My work in the vineyard is not in vain, because you showed up to show me some love, and I just want to tell each and every one of you all, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I'd like to also say thank you to our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. You know, those of you who was there, she was there. She was on fire. She was excited. Hallelujah. She was jumping and shouting and dancing. Amen. So we thank God for Sister Ruby. She has been so diligently working with us with this radio broadcast. And I tell you, she's been supportive. She's been a monetary blessing to this ministry. And she has certainly been somebody that we can always look to man this switchboard. So we're going to certainly miss Sister Ruby, amen, but she'll still be at the helm of this switchboard, so nobody's going to move her out, amen, until God call her to do another work, amen. So we thank God for Sister Ruby. We thank God for all of our pastors that come on the line, and certainly we are going to have an opportunity for our listeners to also celebrate my relocation, so we'll be we'll be sharing with you all in the weeks to come. I'll be getting out of here the 1st of April, so we'll be sharing with you all in between those times when we are going to get that together. Minister Democrat and Sister Ruby, they'll work diligently on maybe a day or so that those of you that listen every day can come on and also give us your best wishes as we move on to the next chapter of our lives. Amen. So we're just happy. We so appreciate what God is doing in our lives. and I say this not boastfully, but I say this humbly, that Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I mean, if I never receive a gift, if I never receive a token, if I never receive anything from man, I know one thing, that God has been my source. Amen. If it was not for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be at today. Amen. So I give God glory for what he's doing. But we're going to go right on into our segment. Amen. And I want Elder Wendell to know that, you know, I just met him over the social media and what have you, and had a chance to meet one of his leaders, also Apostle Anthony Hill, and we just have come to love these men of God. Amen. So we're going to read a little brief bio on the man of God, and then we're going to get right on into our segment. I have to, you all forgive me for a minute. I have to pull this up, but that's okay. Amen. I had it already set. Ah, it's all right. It's all right. But before that time, we're going to open up with, come on, computer. You know, all these computers are man-made, so anytime you have something man-made, you can expect. But what we'll do, we'll have Elder Wendell, to open up with a word of prayer after we read a brief bio on him. This man of God, Elder Wendell Long, is the minister of music at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, De Iberville, Mississippi, where he sits under Reverend K.M. Davis. Amen. He is also the administrator for Let the Prophets and the Prophetess Speak, where the overseer is none other than Apostle Anthony Hill. Amen. He's been preaching the gospel for over 21 years. And I tell you, he has such a warm and embracing spirit. Amen. So I know God is using him mightily. You can't preach this gospel for 15 and 20 years and God not use you. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure today to introduce to some and present to others, or present to others and introduce to others. Amen. As you may say it, speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Elder Wendell Long of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, my homeboy. Amen. So God bless you, Elder Long. We're just so happy that you have accepted our invitation to come and minister the word of God to our listening audience on today. So God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I am elated. I'm spiritually elated to be in your presence and to just to share this with you today. Prophet Hill talks about you all the time, and then when I'm scrolling through Facebook, I see the great things that you are doing, and I'm just, even before you invited me, I was praying for your ministry and just asking God to continue to bless you, because we're living in a time now that we don't have the time to worry about who's what. If you're naming the name Jesus and your heart is right and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm on your side. And so I just wanted you to know that, and I am so glad and I am so happy to be ministering with you on today. Now, you gave me an assignment of Acts, the 24th chapter. Now, Evangelist Bernard, I want to tell you this before we get into the Word of God. After reading all of this, and I spent the whole weekend basically in a shut-in, so to speak, familiarizing myself with the text. After reading the text and after backing up and reading the whole scenario, what leads us into chapter 24, I want the radio listening congregation to know personally, I have a newfound respect for the Apostle Paul after reading this. And you, and as you hear my message, you will see where my respect comes in. So you told me to open up with prayer, and then we go into the Word of God?
Yes, sir.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we love you, How we thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. Your word teaches us, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You gave us our breath to breathe this morning, Lord, and now we want to praise you. And we want to thank you for letting us see another day. I'm here in Mississippi, and Evangelist is way in California, but Lord, you're right here. And wherever we are, you're already there. So, Lord, we give you praise for just being Jehovah Shammah, the God that's already there. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this moment of study. We thank you for this moment of being able to glorify you. Now, Lord, we ask that you will break every yoke and loose every chain in the name of Jesus. Let someone today be encouraged. Let the sick be say that I'm healed. Let the poor say that I'm rich. Let the weak say I'm strong. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you now for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you are going to do. And I pray strength to Evangelist Bernard right now, that, Lord, whatever the move that you've commanded her to make, every step has already been made because you've already taken the step and you've already cleared out the way. And things will be the way that you have them to be. I ask this in the name of Jesus and our soon coming King. Amen. Amen. Acts 24, Evangelist, is a it caught my attention after I was given this assignment. And I'm one of these preachers that I dive into the text, but it's like cooking. It's like preparing a meal. You take a little bit of this and you take some of that. You reach way back in the cabinet and you get this and pull it up to the front and see how much of this you need and put it back and begin to mix it all up together. And voila, there's dinner. And Acts 24, if you will, if we notice the 23rd chapter, you all dealt with how they plotted to kill Paul and so forth and so on. And he was before the Sanhedrin Council and everything. And then thank God for Paul's nephew overhearing a plot to kill Paul. And when he gets to Lysias, they have Paul moved to Caesarea Philippi. But before I get into 24, what makes me have a newfound respect for Paul, Evangelist Bernard, is this right here. Before you can really get into Acts 24, what did Jesus have to say about this matter? Because Jesus made a statement one day, Evangelist, and to the listening congregation, that the servant is never above the master. In other words, the servant will never ever top, or you will never ever be able to go through something and your master hadn't been through it first. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you refer back to Matthew 24:9, Paul is doing exactly what Jesus prophesied that would happen to anybody in that time or anybody at any time who would follow him. He says in Matthew 24:9, he says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Well, now, if you go back into chapter 23 of Matthew, I'm just setting this up so we understand 24, which way I'm coming from with it. And if you go back into chapter 23 of Matthew, you will see that there is a dialogue between Jesus and the Sanhedrin Council. And Jesus begins, and most of us know this particular version of Scripture, a passage of Scripture rather, as the woes of Christ. When he says, woe to you scribes, woe to you Pharisees, and he called them hypocrites and everything. And Jesus let the disciples know at the end of chapter 23, he said, now, this particular group of men, as time go on, they're going to hunt you down. They're going to chase you from one end of the country to the next to try to destroy you because of the gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ. And the good news of Christ is that he rose. Yes, he died on the cross. But the good news is that the master rose from the dead 3 days later. And so they aimed to put Christ out of business, but because they couldn't stop him, the aim was now is to kill everybody that's attached to him. And so now let's go to chapter 24 of Acts, and it sets us up. So now Paul finds himself, evangelist, in Caesarea. Now, that is important, and we just can't run by the word Caesarea. I'm just a firm believer in the prophetic word of God. I believe in what the Lord, in whatever the Lord has to say. It not only worked back then, but it works now. The Lord asked a question to his disciples one day. He was in Caesarea Philippi. He was in the same place. And he asked a question to his disciples by saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" I know I sound like I'm rambling, but trust me, I'm not. He says, "Whom do men say that I am?" And then he said, "Some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're this, some say you're that, some say you're the other." He said, "But now whom do you say?" And Peter gets up by the aid of the Holy Ghost and says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now here's Paul a few years later in the same spot that Jesus asked the disciples a question, and now Paul is now being put on trial. Let me tell you something. If I had to name this chapter and put it in the form of a message, if I just had to subject this, I would just talk about your trial. Let's talk about your trial for a minute. Have you ever been put on the run? Have you ever been in a point to where nobody wanted to hear you? Have you ever been put on the run to a point to where everybody was against you? Everybody wanted your head simply because of what you stood for, simply because you refused to take down, simply because you uplifted the name of Jesus. Well, here we go. Paul is at the trial now. And so since they chased him down and since you have a Lysias who protected him from the mob of the Sanhedrin back in Jerusalem, and they make it to Caesarea. Look what happens. They bring him before Felix. Felix is the governor. Felix is the judge. Felix is doing everything. He's the head man under Caesar at this time. But look what happens is that there's a guy by the name of Tertullus. And Tertullus is the spokesman, or he's the orator for the Sanhedrin Council. When Tertullus brings the charges against Paul, this is what Tertullus says. He says, "We have enjoyed long periods of peace under you." Let me tell you something. You always have people who always try to sweeten the deal of the enemy. They always trying to stroke the ego of someone when they're trying to get their way. But let me tell you something. You don't have to stroke an ego. You don't have to sleep with nobody. You don't have to grease nobody's palms. When you're standing for Jesus, you're standing for the biggest deities in the world, because the gospel don't need props. The gospel doesn't need anybody to stroke his ego. Jesus don't need us to stroke his ego, because he's God in the flesh and he has all power in his hand. So therefore, Jesus here is just being ostracized. Paul is being ostracized. Paul is being talked about. And so therefore, at this particular juncture, Felix's ego is being stroked. "We've enjoyed long periods of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation." In other words, nobody can do what you do, Felix. That's what's happening here. Felix has brought all kind of different worships. And when you go and you study the customs and the different religious beliefs in Caesarea, they just didn't worship God, the God that we worship. They worship many gods, and the majority of the people put Caesar and Felix and Agrippa and all of them, and they became what you call demigods. They became human gods. But I came to let you know, whatever time zone you may be, there's no God like our God. You will not get me to bow down to another God. Well, here we are. We have enjoyed long periods of peace under you. Your foresight have reforms in this nation. Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. In other words, thank you for now bringing a type of non-Christian into this town, and everybody's falling for this. But here's the catch right here. He says, but in order for you not to worry you and to weary you, I would that you would hear me out right here. And he goes to verse 5, and then he points to Paul, and I don't know who I'm talking to on this line, but every time somebody sees you, the saint of God, every time somebody sees you, anointed of God, every time somebody sees you walk in the room, the most humble of God, they all of a sudden now you become a troublemaker. They want to list you as a troublemaker. They want to list you as, look what he says in verse 5, we found this man to be a troublemaker. Look what he does. He stirs up riot among the Jews all over the world. My goodness, he's not just doing it in Jerusalem, but everywhere he goes. Let me tell you something, Evangelist Bernard, I don't care where you're going. You better preach Jesus. I don't care what situation you find yourself in. Don't you take down. Don't you change formats. Don't you do nothing different but preach Jesus and him crucified and rose on the third day. And I want to give you a word of warning. Just like they said you a troublemaker elsewhere, they're going to label you a troublemaker somewhere else. But don't forget what Jesus said. Blessed are those who revile you and speak evil against you. God help me. Who speak evil against you falsely for my sake. Great is your reward in heaven. And I stopped by to let somebody know today, the greater the persecution, the greater your reward is going to be. So don't you fight the process. Don't you fight what the Lord is doing in you. Don't you count it short what he's doing. Let them talk about you. Let them call you names. Let them do whatever they want to do. But just remember, the greater the persecution, the greater the anointing in your life, the greater the persecution, the greater the reward is going to be. Look what they did to Paul. He's a troublemaker. He stirred up riots among all the Jews all over the world. He's the ringleader of the Nazarene sect. Now, let me explain something. I hope you got a couple of minutes. Let me explain something to you about the Nazarene sect, and I'm going to be out of your way. The Nazarene sect were people who totally dedicated themselves to the Lord. They did not adopt the things of the world. It's something that they did that they proved to where that they totally gave themselves to the Lord. They didn't do all this gossiping. They didn't do all of this naysaying. They spent their time, in prayer and fasting. They spent their time trying to get the unsaved saved. They spent their time trying to get those who didn't believe in Christ to believe in him. Their time trying to get people baptized, saved, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what they spent their time doing. They didn't spend their time trying to see who could preach the best. They didn't spend their time seeing who knew the most Greek and who knew the most Hebrew. They didn't spend their time trying to figure out who was the most strongest. But they spent their time leaning and depending on the power of the Holy Ghost to get the results and to win souls for the kingdom. And that's what it meant to be a Nazarene or a Nazarite, if you will. And he was the ringleader of this. And he even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about all these charges we are bringing against him. But let me warn you of something. Always beware of the person who's doing a lot of talking in a setting like this. They'll tell part of the truth. My mom and dad said if a part truth equals a whole lie. They did not tell the whole truth. What they didn't tell the part, we seized him, yes, but they didn't tell the part we wanted to kill him. We seized him, yes, but they didn't tell the part we wanted to destroy him and we wanted to get rid of him. They just told the part that would make them look good before the earthly kings. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you don't have to make yourself look good in front of anybody. Long as you can impress the Father, long as you can impress the Son, long as you do what the Holy Spirit of God is telling you to do, that's all you need to impress. And you will never, ever have to kiss anybody and kiss up and dumb yourself down to anybody. Ladies on the line, you don't have to sleep your way to the top. Fellas on the line, you don't have to give hush money to get your way to the top. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the other stuff will be added. You don't have to sleep with nobody. You don't have to pay nobody off. You don't have to stroke nobody's ego, because when the Lord comes in, I trust you. Trust me when I tell you everything is going to be all right, and you're going to be the one that's going to be last standing. Well, they brought all these accusations before him, Evangelist Bernard, and look what happens. Then he has all these cheerleaders, Tertullus does. He has these cheerleaders going, and they said the same thing. Watch your crowd. Watch these folks who steadily patting you on the back. These are some of the ones that want to get rid of you. Watch the folks who skinning and grinning in your face. These are some of the main ones that wants to tear your home up. Watch the folks who's always bringing you a word. Them the folks that might want to bring your ministry down. But you rely on the discerning power of the Holy Ghost. And when charges are brought against you, you can stand and be quiet. Because guess who has your back? Because you have to remember that Jesus came to Paul in chapter 23 when he was in jail and said, just like you was my witness in Jerusalem, so shall you be my witness in Rome. So basically what Jesus is telling Paul, like I was with you in Jerusalem, I'm going to stand with you in Rome. I came to encourage you, Evangelist Bernard, and to the New Destiny Ministries. Just like the Lord was with you where you are right now, wherever it is your next move is going to be, you said you're going home, he's already there. We serve, his name is Jehovah Shammah. He's the God that's already, he's the God that's already there. So don't you worry, pack your stuff and go. Get yourself together and go. Because see, just like he cleared the way out for the children of Israel, he's clearing it out for you. Just like he stood by you where you are right now, he's going to stand with you where you're going. And so Paul says, now it's my turn to speak. And after he says, yes, the things are true what they say, yes, I'm going to gladly speak on my defense. He said, yes, you can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago, listen, he said, I went up to Jerusalem to worship. Now watch this. Isn't it amazing how the devil will want to mess with you and you're on your way to church? Somebody's watching you. Somebody, listen, I don't know how many preachers are on the line, but have you ever got ready to preach and it seemed like all hell broke loose right before you got ready to bring the word of God? Does it seem like that something went wrong somewhere? That you were getting ready to bring the word of God, getting ready to lay hands on the sick. Here comes the devil. Somebody's watching you. Just like he said, I went to worship. He said, my accusers. Now look at this. He says, my accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple. I wasn't in no argument. When this particular situation went down, well, I wasn't in an argument. I wasn't stirring up no wrath. I wasn't doing nothing in the synagogue or anywhere else in the city. In other words, I wasn't doing nothing. I didn't come there for no more than to worship the Lord my God. Have you ever been to church and all you went to do was to get your praise on? All you went to do was to drink from the fountain that the Lord has set up because you were thirsty from the word. All you went to do was to eat from the buffet that God had prepared before you, and up stepped the devil. But let me tell you something. Paul's not through. He said, all I went to do was just to worship. He said, but look what else happens. We're almost through. He said, they cannot even prove that these charges against me are true. He said, but one thing I'm going to admit, I'll deny that I stirred up the strife. I'll deny that I stirred up a riot. I'll deny that I came to start trouble. I'll deny that I was a ringleader of the Nazarene sect, even though I have given my life totally for ministry. But the one thing that I will not take down, I will not deny the fact that I came to worship the Lord. I didn't come to give Caesar no praise. I didn't come to give President Obama any praise. I didn't come to give the bishop any praise. I honored them in their capacity. But my worship is only designed for one and one alone, and that's in Jesus. Because the name that the record declares, prophetess, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord of all. He said, I admit that I worship the God of our fathers as a follower of the way. I'm not even going to get off into that, which they call a sect. They call the way. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm a follower of that way. I'm a follower of Jesus. Now let's back the tape up. I told you I'm going to deny all that other stuff. I didn't start no trouble, but I will admit that I am a worshiper of Jehovah, and I am a follower of Jesus. Let me stop and put a pin right there. Ask somebody a question. In your trial, can you say, I'll deny being a whole lot of stuff, but I will not deny that I'm a worshiper of Jehovah God. I will not deny that I am a disciple and I'm a believer and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I will not deny that I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and I believe in speaking in tongues. I will not deny that I am a follower of the way. Evangelist Bernard, I've never seen it now. We've got so many scared Christians. We've got so many. Listen, can I say it like I feel? Everybody else coming out the closet. Everybody else is coming through. And everybody else is proud to be, I'm going to say it, we got gays coming out the closet. Football players saying that they're gay. Basketball players saying that they're gay. Tennis players saying that they're gay. Senators saying that they're gay. Some other folks saying that they're gay. Gay, this one's gay, that one's gay, gay churches, gay this, gay that, just using that for an example. But the gays are stepping forward, and the Christians are going in the closet. But here's one Christian that ain't going nowhere. I'm not going in a closet. I'm not going to take down. I'm a follower of God. I'm a worshiper of Jehovah. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I believe in the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, and I'm not ashamed, and I'm a follower of the way. Right is going to always be right. Wrong is going to always be wrong, and until somebody proves me that the Bible is wrong, I'm going to stand on what I believe is right, and I'm a follower in the way, and that's what I'll say at my trial. So let me finish right quick. So they tell him, Paul tells them, let's skip down a little and everything. So Paul just begins to defend himself. Listen, never ever be into it with anyone and you don't have your defense up. Listen, I'm going to say that again. Don't you call yourself trying to defend the faith and you don't know what you're defending. Don't you call yourself defending the faith and you don't know who you're defending. And don't you call yourself defending the faith and you don't know how to defend the faith by not knowing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Cut that TV off. Turn that plate down. Turn that glass down. Shut yourself off from the world. Begin to get into the word of God and absorb it, because I got some news for you. You got a trial coming up. You're going to stand before whoever your Felix is. You're going to stand before your Felix. And how will you answer your Felix? And you don't know how to use the word of God to get the devil off your track. How are you going to stand before your Felix and you don't know the God of the word? I guarantee you today, just as sure as I'm sitting here in Mississippi, that somebody listening to New Destiny Ministries right now, you're up against a trial. You're up against a Felix. You're up against a Tertullus. You're up against the Sanhedrin Council in your own way. But I guarantee you, if you be like Paul, you ain't got to say much. But you be happy to defend what you believe. Jesus said, if you are ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father which is in heaven. So here we go. Let's finish this. By the time we get to verse 17, he says, after an absence of several years, he said, I came to Jerusalem. Why was he absent? Because he spent time with God, Evangelist Bernard. Let me tell you something. When the Lord has touched your life, you just can't up and go back to where you used to hang out at. God has to reprogram you. The Holy Ghost has some work to do in you. He has to reprogram your thinking. Paul never had a problem with God, but he had a problem with Jesus, and you got to, oh God, help me in this hour. You've got to become acquainted with who you fix. You've got to become acquainted with who you fixing to preach about. You can't preach Jesus and don't know him. You can't preach Jesus and you never had a relationship with him. You can't preach Jesus and he ain't touched your life. You can't preach Jesus if you never had an encounter with him. You can't preach Jesus and he's never knocked you off your high horse. You can't preach that, but what you can do is that you can spend time with it and get to know him. That's why when the evangelist played the song, because of who you are, I told you I'm a minister of music, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I can lift my hands and say, Lord, I worship you. Now listen. Don't you try to worship God in public and you don't have a private worship. Oh, those of us who's been filled with the Holy Ghost, we know when you're putting on. We know when it's not authentic. We know when it's not real. And Paul, in this 24th chapter of Acts, beloved, he's giving off real worship and he's giving off real praise, because this thing just didn't happen for him overnight. It took him years. And he said, I stayed off the for several years. I came to Jerusalem. And he said, and when I came back to Jerusalem, I just ran into something else. Jesus said, you quit trying to be a witness in the uttermost parts of the world and you haven't got Jerusalem right. Let me tell you something. How in the world are you going to go into the uttermost parts of the world and your home situation is not straight? How are you going to be a prophet to the nations and nobody listens to you in your hometown? I know that the word says you're without honor in your hometown, but let me tell you something, but you still have a reason and you still have a right and you have a responsibility to preach in Jerusalem. So Jesus did not send Paul to Caesarea first. He sent him back to Jerusalem. He said, and you shall be my witnesses. in Jerusalem, and he took him to Jerusalem, evangelist. He said, I came to Jerusalem to bring gifts to my people for the poor and to present offerings. He says in verse 18, I was ceremonially clean, and they found me in the temple doing this. There was no crowd with me, nor was I involved in any disturbance. He said, but here's some Jews. He didn't say saved folks. Here's some church folks. He didn't say sanctified folks. Church folks. He didn't say delivered folks. Here's some church folks. Forgive me for preaching like that, but I feel it now. Here's some church folks. He didn't say folks who love the Lord. He said church folks. He said here are some Jews who in the province of Asia who ought to be here before you and bring charges if they have anything against me. In other words, or these who are here should state what crime they found in me when they stood before the Sanhedrin. But in verse 21, unless it was this one thing, I shouted as I stood in their presence, it is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you. And I'm fixing to close this word right now. That's what your real trial is about. It's because if Jesus is alive, how come bad things are happening to you? If Jesus is alive, how come so many different things are going on in this world? If he's so powerful, how come there's cancer in your body? If he's so powerful, how come there's diabetes in your body? If he's so powerful, how come it's trouble in your home? But because of the resurrection. That's why you're on trial, because of the resurrection. If he's so all of this, how come you going through all of that? Well, now, here's your answer. Felix now, who was acquainted with the way. Let me tell you something. Sometimes those who claim to know Christ, sometimes those who claim to know who the Lord is will turn out being your worst enemy. But let me tell you something. You hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand, because God don't want you just to be acquainted with the way. He wants you to walk in the way. He don't want you just to be acquainted with Jesus, but come to know him. And then as we end this chapter 24, after Paul makes his case, and he says it's the resurrection that they're having trouble with. Some folks are having trouble with your resurrection. They're having trouble with the fact that just because Jesus rose from the dead, he rose in your life too, because you don't run like you used to run. You don't drink like you used to drink. You don't whore around like you used to whore around. You don't do the stuff that they doing. Now you got a different outlook on life. And now all of a sudden there's an issue. But look what Paul does. Paul then, Felix, on the other hand, I'm through. Felix says in verse 22,
you all right,
he says, when Lysias the commander comes, he said, I will decide your case. He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but give him some freedom and permit his friends to take care of his needs. I want to tell you this as I begin to go towards the landing of this Acts 24. The Lord loves you so much that even though you may be in chains, he puts you in the care. And he'll touch somebody's heart to make sure that you're taken care of. Look what he says. Give him some freedom. In other words, give him some elbow room. But let me tell you what Paul did, if you keep on searching. What Paul did, he took every opportunity that as the guards changed, evangelists, he began to sit down and open up to them the word of God. Let me tell you something. Don't you dare close your mouth just because they may have you hemmed up because of your witness. They may have you in a particular jail, but you still open up the scriptures and you still tell those that are keeping you bound, you tell them about Jesus who's able to set you free. You still tell them that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And watch this. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, give him some freedom. Give him some room to walk. Give it, and then listen, and then permit his friends to take care of his needs. Then, because that's when the letters, that's when the letters started. That's when Paul began to start sending letters. I need my cloak. I need my books. I need this, when he told it in Timothy. I need certain things. Why? Because somebody was looking out for him. Let me tell you something, beloved. I love the Lord, and I love when he takes care of me. But you know what? But sometimes he allows us to be in some hellacious situations. Sometimes allows us to be in a particular predicament just to see if you're going to magnify him. It's easy for us, Evangelist Bernard, for us to magnify God when things are going right. It's easy for us to magnify God when things are, when we receive a good report from the doctor. It's easy for us to magnify and praise God when everything in our marriage is going good. But the real trial comes when now all of a sudden things are not going right and all hell has broken loose. There are problems in your marriage. Your husband went off and did leave. Your wife did have an affair. Oh, God help us. Your children now all of a sudden become disobedient. You did lose your job. You did lose your home. Your home went into foreclosure. You lost your car. Everything went wrong. And the Lord wants to know, evangelist, can you stand in your trying hour? That's the question. In your trial, in your Caesarea, can you stand? We're living in an hour. We're living in an hour. And I told this to Prophet Hill the other day. This book of Acts is literally about to start coming to pass. I'm talking about blow for blow now. It's literally about to start coming to pass here in the United States of America. It's going to be people, listen, a lot of us believe in this thing about I'm going to escape all this stuff. No, you're not. No, we're not. Before the rapture of the church, the Lord's going to allow us to go through some stuff. But the question is going to be, and this is what I believe. I believe that certain things are going to happen due to the fact that some folks think they're on their way to heaven, but you're not really committed to the way.
Hey, Jesus, I like that. Thank you, Lord.
And before the Lord, listen, not that the Lord don't know, but see, our faith must be strengthened. Listen, Evangelist Bernard, may I say something like right quick? We are some of the most spoiled brats I've ever seen. Some of us can't take nothing. We can't take nothing. If you can't take being talked about, you will never make it through the rest of Acts.
Come on now.
If you can't take being ostracized and put out, you will never make it through the rest of Acts.
Come on.
Evangelist Bernard said about new destiny, if you're not looking for a new destiny, hang up the phone. I'm going to amen that, and then I'm going to say it again. If you're not willing to go through the things that the early church went through, get off the line now. Because this is a suffering way. This is not a way, listen, this is not a way of Rolls Royces, Mercedes Benz, Range Rovers, Escalades, and Cadillacs. This is a way that sometimes you're going to, listen, this is a way, if the Lord bless you with that, God bless you. But everybody, that's not their testimony. They love the Lord. And I'm one of them. I drive a Honda Accord. I don't have that many clothes, and that's not a solicit for clothes. But I'm content with what the Lord has blessed me with. But what he's put in my heart is to seek the kingdom. And all of the other stuff when he gets ready, because look what happens. when you get to the end of chapter 24,
oh, yeah.
2 years passed by, and Felix was succeeded by Festus. But because Felix wanted to grant favor to the Jews, to the church folks,
hallelujah,
he left Paul in prison. I wanted to tell you, 24 ends on, as we could see, it ends on a sour note. But in Paul's spirit, he's free as a bird. For whom the Lord has set free, you're free indeed.
Hey,
I want to, I'm speaking to that person. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. And it doesn't matter. But I'm speaking to that person. You feel like that you're bound in your spirit. You're bound to something. The power of Jesus Christ sets you free right now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Listen, there may be some trials you may have to go through. This is just real talk.
You
may be going through some trials right now.
Thank you.
But in your spirit, in your mind, may the Lord set you free now.
And now you
don't have to worry. I command it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You can stand before any Felix. And be what God wants you to be. You can stand there. Listen, it's been prophesied, saints. Listen, the Lord has spoken over your life. This way that you chose, when you chose to walk with the Lord, you didn't get to pick the path that you chose to walk. He said, follow me.
Follow me.
And I'll make you, he said, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yes.
But he didn't tell you what was on the road. He just said, follow me. He said, lo, I'm with you always.
Always.
Even unto the end of the age. I want to encourage you today, stand before your Felix. Stand. Be happy to answer Felix. And things may not end up the way that you desire them to, but remember now, you are in this with the Lord. The Lord is in this with you.
Yes.
And you're going to come out on the winning side.
Winning side. That's how,
that's how you stand your trial. Knowing that, listen, we all know what happened with Paul. We know. We understand what happened with Paul. But Paul said, but for me to live is Christ. In other words, I get the chance to present Jesus to you.
Hallelujah.
But to die is gain. I've gained eternal life.
Yeah.
So you know what Paul was basically saying right there, Evangelist Bernard? Yeah. I'm in a win-win situation.
Come on now.
Because
when you're with Jesus.
I'm in a win-win situation. Because
win-win.
Either way, hallelujah, because
like
either way it go, I'm with Jesus. Today, I ask you now, be free in the name of the Lord. Be free in Jesus. Be free in your mind. Be free in your spirit. Stand before your Felix with joy and with confidence that only the Lord can give, knowing that, listen, he that has begun a good work in you shall complete it and shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. This is our affirmation.
Jesus. Woo, what a word. Free in Jesus. Jesus. I thank God for my freedom today, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even at the sunset, free is free indeed. That was a word. Hallelujah. We got about 12 or 13 callers on the line. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. They call it Blue Monday in the world. But I'm calling it Marvelous Monday.
Yes, God.
The Lord's doing.
Yes, Lord.
It has been marvelous. Thank you, Elder, for that word. On time
yes,
word. Ah, you don't know, Messiah. You know, when you're going through transition, transitioning is never an easy thing. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to transition when we're elevated to new offices and different things, and you have to embrace people that you know not of, people that you've never worked with before. Amen. Sometimes you may have known them. President Obama, he had to come in with his own staff. Amen. He didn't operate under George Bush's staff. No, all those people were replaced. Amen. This is a new administration. This is a new season. Amen. A new CEO was elected. Amen. And that's how we have to look at life. Amen. Sometimes we have to transition. But God will always set you up. Hey, glory to God. He'll set you up with the right team if your heart
is
right. Amen. If you're free in your spirit and you have purpose in your heart, that like the minister have already ministered, Elder Long have spoken it so eloquently. Amen. You have to know your position. You can't be distracted. You can't expect everybody to speak well of you. Anyway, my Bible said, be careful when men speak well of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't expect everybody to conform and everybody to embrace you, especially when you have destined in your heart that you are going to do God's will. Amen. Don't wait for no appointment from man. God, if God have anointed you, as Ella Wendell said, hallelujah, go in the confidence, hallelujah, and in the love of God, knowing that if God sent you, you know, he'll back you up. Ooh, Lord, I received that word today. Glory to God. Amen. No, sometimes we looking for folks to go with us, but, hey, he didn't tell Abraham to bring Lot with him. Hey, glory to God. He said, you go out and look for a city. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But sometimes we don't think we can get the job done. We wanna draft some folks in. Amen. We draft in people that God haven't drafted in. Hey, glory to God. But I thank God. Ooh, I thank him for Jesus. He done preached that word today. Hey, we are new creatures in Jesus. Hey, yeah, the Messiah. I'm going to give it to Sister Ruby. Let her open up the lines. Thank you, Elder Long, for such a marvelous.
God bless you. God bless you. And looking forward to meeting you in person.
Word today. Glory to God. Jesus. If nobody got it, I got it today. Yeah, it's for me, it's for me, it's for me. Glory to God. We're going to open up the lines, and then we're going to let Elder Long go. I don't know if he have any more engagements today. We got a few callers on the line. We just open up the lines.
I can stay for a few more minutes.
All right. Any questions or remarks or comments, you're welcome to do so at this time. We thank God for we saw Apostle Anthony Hill was on the line with us for a while. He's still on. Amen. Open up that line. God bless you, Apostle Hill. We love you with the love of God. Looking forward to seeing you down there in New Orleans. Amen.
God bless you.
Even where you are now in Florida. Amen. Apostle Hill.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, to Elder Long, to all of my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. I really enjoyed that word today. Amen. That Pastor Long preached on the book of Acts. And as you know and I know and Elder Long know, amen, this is the season and this is the hour that the book of Acts is coming alive within the body of Christ. Amen. We've been reading it and reading it and reading it, but I believe that God's people will be confronted. Amen. This is your faith will be challenged. Your belief will be challenged. Your stand will be challenged in this season. Amen. So I am just grateful. Amen. That God is preparing people such as Elder Long, yourself, and teaching this word because we have to get ready for persecution. Amen. We got to get ready. Amen. People are whining and complaining because folks are talking about them. They're leaving church because somebody won't speak to them. Baby, let me tell you something. You got to arm yourselves to be like Jesus.
Amen.
You got to arm yourself and be like Jesus. So, my God, I don't want to preach. I just want to say thank you, Pastor Long, for such an awesome word. Sister Bernard, I'm looking forward to seeing you in New Orleans. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I'm looking forward to bringing you to Florida. Amen. What an awesome ministry that you have. And we thank God for each and every one of you, those that are listening to your broadcast. God bless you.
And Spirit of God, Pastor Hill?
Yes.
Amen, amen. We thank you for tuning in. God bless you. We love you. Looking forward to some great fellowship.
Amen. Looking forward to seeing you, woman of God. Keep doing the mighty work of the kingdom.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Prayer. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Hill.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard.
Bless you.
Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Amen. All right, brother preacher. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's some good news. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Preaching the amen of God, amen, the gospel. Amen. I'm reminding us preachers today, amen of God, that, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection, we preach on so much other stuff, amen of God, but we got to remember to get back to the basics, to preach the gospel, the good news, amen, amen of God, that, amen, there was a death, there was a burial, but there was a resurrection. Amen to God. And we look into our lives. We got to remember that. Amen. Yes, amen to God. Amen. There was a death and there was a burial of the old man. Amen. But the good news, amen, amen, as Elder Long reminded us today, amen, that there is a resurrection. Amen. So I'm glad, amen to God, that we go back to preaching the gospel. Amen. So God bless you, man of God. Amen. Amen. That's reminded us, amen to God. We got work to do. It's good to teach on these other things and talk about other things, but we got to get back to the basics. Amen, and preach the gospel, the good news. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. To God be the glory, Elder. God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, Sister
Ruba, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen.
May I say one more thing and to Elder Democrat? I felt that as he was talking, someone, you being ostracized because of your stand, because of the gospel. I just want to tell you, I believe in prosperity. I believe in everything, but it only works is when the gospel is preached, and when the death, the burial, the resurrection is preached. Because if we don't have that, listen, if you don't preach the resurrection, then there is no prosperity.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
If you don't preach the resurrection,
hallelujah,
there is no prosperity. Listen, if you don't preach the resurrection, there is no Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. My Lord. So
don't you take down from the gospel. I believe in everything that this word has to say, but I believe in the birth. I believe in the life. I believe in the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the sending back of the Holy Ghost, and the coming again of Jesus Christ. I believe in the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
From A to Z.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you don't preach any of those components, but you want to skip over into something else, you can't preach healing and don't preach the resurrection.
All right.
You can't preach deliverance and not preach the resurrection. But let me warn you, but that's what gets you in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Is when you preach the resurrection, but are you willing to stand? That's all I'm asking.
And
willing to stand. I'm standing with you, Elder Democrat. I'm standing with you, Elder Bernard. I'm standing with you, Apostle Hill. I'm standing with you because I'm standing with anybody who says he lives.
All right.
Just yesterday, I was challenged about the homosexuality agenda. I do not find it entertaining. I do not find it hilarious. It's wrong.
All right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I don't find it entertaining with us, and it's a sensitive issue with me being a minister of music, because the church has produced so many, even the lesbians as well, transgender, a man dressing up like a woman. Come on now. But we've got to preach the resurrection.
All right. All right.
We've got to preach that he rose. He took that stuff to the grave. To set you free from it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all I wanted to say. Whoever it is, don't you take down because they won't pay you.
Uh-huh.
Keep preaching.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Because God is going to raise you up somewhere else. But hey! He needs to find you faithful where you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. We're going to come back to you for final remarks, Elder Wynn, Elder Long. Amen.
Amen.
Charity, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby. Glory to God and all of y'all staff. I just praise the Lord for you and for the elder that just got through preaching. Praise God. Amen. I enjoyed the word, how you expounded upon it. Amen. Truly, I could say this is it was sound doctrine. And we need this. Absolutely. It's time out for a whole lot of stuff that a lot of you hear, you know, now it's just really discouraging when you hear a whole lot of other stuff but the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, the church, it just seemed like it have gone down or something, and, you know, the power is not there like it used to be. I mean, it's there if we stir it up, but what I'm saying is they just look like that. They like this lukewarm gospel, you know, something to tickle your ears.
Yeah.
But praise God, it's not going to benefit you. It's not going to do you any good. But I thank God, amen, when you stand upon the word of God, praise the Lord, it'll do you all the good in the world. So I'm thanking the Lord, amen, for those who are standing up for the gospel, praise God, and amen, and for the truth. Because that's the only thing that's going to help us. Praise God. So God bless you now, and y'all be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate it. Amen. We see Pastor Beatrice Martin. Amen. Then we'll get to Prophetess Darlene and Sister T. That's it for today. We don't have but a few more on the line. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Beatrice.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I really enjoyed the elder. He spoke about sometimes those who you love will turn out to be your worstest enemy.
Yes.
I've been through a lot of that lately.
Yeah.
I love how he expounded on we serve God when things are going right, but what about when things are going wrong? You know, he's just awesome and just very awesome, and he talked about we walk in to know him. He know us, but we need to get to know him. So he said a lot of things that really, you know, my pen was just jotting down a lot of things that spoke to my heart. You know, he said the greater the persecution. He spoke about persecution, you know. Sometimes we don't want to go through nothing, but he just brought out a lot of good points. I truly want to thank you for that. I am very much encouraged today.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank you for your awesome word, for allowing the Lord to use you. God bless you, and thank you so much.
To God be the glory,
amen.
And glad
thank
to
you,
meet
God.
You. God bless you.
Certainly appreciate you and appreciate your fellowship on Saturday. You weren't on when we first opened up. I just want to thank you for the gift and the love that you've shown in coming out to celebrate me. I certainly appreciate it. To
amen.
The
I love you.
I love you
and thank you for the love you show me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise
God.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get it together here. Hallelujah. Ha! I praise God today. I praise him on this morning. I just thank God for this broadcast, the truth being told. On this morning, I was talking to a pastor friend of mine, and we were just talking in general, and all of a sudden, God just shifted, and she began to say something to me, and it was spoken on today on this line. So I just thank God for the elder on today, for the power that's in him. I just thank God for the book of Acts. I just thank God for all that God is doing on this broadcast, and I'm telling you, I praise him right now. Hallelujah. I give him praise because his word came back and confirmed, and God don't never lie. His word came back and confirmed right through the preaching, and I had to make a business call, and I said, oh, no, I'm not going to make it. I said, it's 5 o'clock, and I said, I got to hang up, and I didn't want to hang up, and the man of God was through, but I was like, I know he got something else he want to say, and I said, I don't want to miss it, and I said, but God, you know I have to make this call. And when I hung up, and the woman said, we're closed, but she said, I'll take your information, and I'll handle it anyway. So I thank God. When you be obedient to God, because I kept saying, oh, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it. But I said, I can't hang up because you're speaking. You're speaking right now. And so I thank God for the power in his mouth, the prophetic word. I just thank God for this whole month. So I give him praise. And I won't bow down to anything or anybody. I will keep lifting up the name of God everywhere I go. So I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Not when just things are going good, but all the time I'll praise him. I'll tell everywhere I go, all about God. Hallelujah. So I just give him praise on this evening, this afternoon. I just give him praise. And I may sound like I'm stuttering, but I'm just like,
pulled
up right now. Hallelujah. So I
thank
give him praise.
Lord.
I thank God for each and every one of y'all. God bless y'all.
Amen.
God bless
you, Prophetess. Prophetess Darlene, she has a prayer line on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Amen. And I tell you, if you want to be blessed, and those of you that are intercessors and love to pray, please tune in and join this wonderful woman of God. Amen. We want her to give out her information. And Elder Wendell, if you ever able to get on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays, she's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5 here in California and 7 in Mississippi. So please tune in and be a support with her ministry, Prophetess Darlene Davis. Can you give them that information, Prophetess Darlene?
Yes, praise the Lord. I just thank y'all for your support. That number is 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
God bless. Amen. Thank y'all.
Repeat it again.
712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498-pound. And I do want to say Saturday night is overflow night. So come out and join us.
Amen.
God bless.
Well, bless you. We're looking forward to tuning in this week. Also, Mother Charity, she has a prayer group out of Detroit, Michigan. They come on at 6 a.m. Eastern time. That's 3 o'clock off California time. But I've had an opportunity to go on there once or twice with Mother Charity, so we're going to let Mother Charity give out that information also after Sister T come on. I think Sister T and Sister Dawn is the last two. Amen. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, Evangelist. And I just really wanted to say I love you so much. I'm so sorry I missed Charity, but I do have a present for you. I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, okay.
I praise and honor God for the message that came forth on today. I mean, it truly, truly touched my heart. It's like God sent you to speak to me today. I am that person that's going through that transitional period in my life. I am dealing with my family, and it has been very crazy, but I know God is a God of order. And I thank God for the message that you sent that is truly making me understand why I'm being persecuted and talked about. But I'm still going to lift up the name of Jesus because I know he's the author and the finisher of my faith. So
Amen.
I just praise God for this line. I thank God for the evangelist, for Mother Ruby. I'm going to just say it because I didn't get to be there Saturday. I love you with all my heart. You have truly touched my life. It's been the last 2.5 years, and I just praise and honor God for you. And wherever Louisiana is, I know I have family there, so be ready to see me soon. God bless.
All right, all right. God bless you. Thank you, Sister T. We appreciate it. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Dawn. And this is my sister. I know she's off today. She never can say anything. God bless you, Dawn.
Lord, yes. I'm going to sister some shirts.
Dawn?
I'm going to sister no more. Glad she can give you some shirts.
All right. She got some other things going on. Amen. I'm going to go back to Mother Ruby. Amen. And then we'll go back to Mother Charity. Amen.
Oh, God bless. It was just the word came from heaven down to the earth for his people. I just thank the Lord for your anointing and sending the word, Elder Wenzel Long, I think that's what it
bless
is.
You.
It was just a blessing.
Yes,
I said, Lord, you know, I thank you because it's all about claiming the name of Jesus, whether you're in the car wash, the dope house, the cat house, wherever the Lord send you, you got to stand on it and don't move from it. And then you got to be a witness for this kingdom of God. And you said something else about getting your heart right and your mind right and your thoughts right so that you always can be a help to somebody else. So I'm excited for receiving the word. You know, I love the witness. So I say he's on the right track for me with Jesus' name. So God bless you, and we pray that the Lord give it back to you, how much you have gave to his precious people on this earth. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Mother.
We're going to go back to Mother Charity to give out her prayer line information, and then we're going to go back to our speaker, Elder Wendell Long, and then we also want to let you know the lineup for the rest of the week. I'm going to be resting in Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow, Minister Democrat will be teaching, will be expounding on chapter 25. And on Wednesday, we're going to do a rebroadcast out of the archives where I spoke on chapter 26, and it's right on time. And on Thursday, Bishop Jesse E. Grant, he's going to summarize and also expound on chapters 27 and 28. Last year, we had Dr. Singleton to do that, but we have a capable bishop this year that is standing in that stead, and that's none other than Bishop Jesse E. Grant out of Chicago, Illinois. And then on Friday, we'll have Provoke Prizes with Pastor Hamilton. Amen. So, Mother Charity, can you give us that information?
Yes, I can. And that's 1-712-432-0700. And the code is 163-869 and the pound sign. And that number again is 1-712-432-0700. And the code is 163-869 and the pound sign.
Amen, amen. And that's at 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mother Charity and her group is on Monday through Saturday. We're also
that is correct, right. And that's 1 hour from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Thank you, Jesus.
And
right,
Looking forward to Mother Charity's pastor also coming on to minister for us. Pastor Stephen
Staten
out of Detroit, Michigan. So we're looking forward to him coming and minister with us. I'm going to try to get with him this week, Mother Charity. So God bless
yes.
you. Amen. We're going to go back to our speaker, Elder Wendell Long, all the way from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We just thank God for this man of God. Thank God for these divine connections that God is affording us at this time in our life. I love these men of God. They just have beautiful spirits, and, you know, they're approachable. They're not somebody stuck up on a pulpit where you can't even get to them. They're very approachable. They're very reachable. Amen. And that's what God is looking for, those that are not afraid to communicate and show themselves friendly with others. Amen. So we thank God for him accepting our invitation to speak for us, and we pray that this won't be the last time. So Elder Wendell, we're going to let you have final remarks, and you can close us out with the word of prayer.
God bless you. To God be the glory for all that he's done and all that he's doing right now. And I want to thank you again, Evangelist Bernard, for having me. And I'm from Mississippi, and they said we're the friendly state. But I just believe the saints of God ought to be friendly regardless of what state they live in. We ought to be friendly, and we ought to be hospitable one toward the other. I want to say this before I close. I am looking forward to being on the individual prayer lines, and that's how you meet people, and then you begin to pray for the needs of others. And the last thing that I want to say before we pray, when we pray for the needs of others, then that's when God will open up doors for you. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, how we love you again, and how we thank you for how you blessed us here on the New Destiny broadcast. I lift up Elder Bernard to you right now in the name of Jesus and all of the other callers that have called in their various ministries. Lord, I ask that you will bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, continue to make them the head and not the tail, and continue to let them expound on your word, whether it be through preaching or through prayer. But Lord, continue to show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. Continue to bless this ministry, Lord, and we love you and we praise your name forever. We ask these things in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen.
And amen. And we also, one more announcement. We want you all to, those that can and will, call in to Take Time Ministries with Reverend Janice Ivy Smith. She's on Wednesday and Friday. Mother Charity, Prophetess Darlene, Sister Ruby, they've already been on the line. We're looking for Minister Democrat to come on at 10 a.m. Wednesdays and Fridays. And our call-in number is area code 347-215-8982. Once again, that's 347-215-8982. And she's on teaching the Searching for the Truth Bible class, Bible study. Amen. And it's called the Learning Center. And she's a very in-depth, profound teacher. Amen. And she's going from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. So you will certainly enjoy Reverend Janice Ivy Smith. So tune in on Wednesday and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 12 a.m. Central Time and 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Don't miss tomorrow. Minister Democrat will be on with us. And also these, you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety. Visit us on the web at www.newdestinyministries, or you can visit on blogtalkradio.com. We're on Facebook. Like our page, and we're also on Twitter at New Destiny 54, and also you can visit us and listen to these messages on YouTube. Amen. So we just thank God for you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close on out with the song. Not really.
Okay, I'm going to put it down.
To take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right
lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Hey, tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Whoa. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Take a stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness. And the
count among them. I'm gonna be in the number. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
all
alone.
And
the lead coming back to get us. Oh, stand for holiness.
For holiness. For righteousness.
And be counted
among them.
Oh, oh, stand. Stand. And believe. Oh, believe. Shall receive his own. People say, come on. You gotta move it. You gotta move, gonna do it now. You gotta move, gonna do it now. Or does somebody say, you stand? Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Close it out.